Hey everyone, today's Mishnayot are for Refuah Shlema for Eva Shlomit Bat Ilana Esther. Hello everyone, welcome back to today's Mishnayot. Today's Mishnayot are Perek Bet Amzach Speya and Mishnah Bet, and Mishnah Gimel. I believe for most of you, at least for my school, today is like the last day of vacation, so enjoy it, make it meaningful, get some rest, because tomorrow you got some school. Sorry to kill the mood. Okay, we're going to bring up the mood and we're going to lend some tires. Someone harvests his field in patches, meaning that he first cuts only the ripened stalks and then leaves the patches of moist stalks standing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no team payah, Mikol Echol Echol. Rabbi Akiva says you have to give a separate payah from each and every single field because they're all considered one separate, different separate fields. But the Chachamim say they can leave payah from one patch for all of them. And the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva. Bizore Shabbos Ochardal Bishlosh Makomos, you know, Tain Payam Mikol Echol Echol, where you planted a dill pickle or mustard, not a dill pickle, but whatever, you planted the plant dill or mustard in two or three places, mustard as in mustard seeds, or three places in the field, you know, Tain Payam Mikol Echol Echol, that he gives a separate pay from each and every one of those places. That was the first Mishnah, second Mishnah. Here we go. Hamachalik Batzalim Lachim Shlosh Makayam Yivashim Lagarn. If we pluck out the moist onions of his onion crap for selling in the market and keep still dry ones in the grounds to be harvested for storage, what do we think it's going to be? No Tain Payam Le'elu La'atzman Le'elu La'atzman. He gives pay for these by themselves and for these by themselves, and the same applies to a crop of chickpeas, and the same applies to a vineyard. If we first thin out the onion crop to make room for the remaining onion to grow, and he later harvests the crop, he gives payah from what is left for what he left growing. But if he plucks out the moist onions, the good onions, and later the dry ones for one's purpose, I don't like onions, so I don't know what a good onion is. Then he gives payah from what was left in the ground to dry for all the crop. Okay, I don't want to take you so long. I want you to enjoy your last day vacation. Cannot wait again to learn with you tomorrow when we're back in normal lives. And shkoyach. Shalom chaverim. You just listened to an episode of the Mishnah with Charlie Reda. Any questions, comments, sponsors, please feel free to send me an email at charliealbreda@gmail.com. Or if you have my number, please feel free to text me. Make sure to share this podcast with friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never, ever, ever miss a Mishnah in your entire life forever, ever, 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 ever. Have a wonderful and gishmak rest of your day. Oh, and P.S. You're awesome.